This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dumb, dumb, young, young, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb, young, dumb, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb, young, young, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb.
21.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Young, Dumb, and 21, and this is your host, Joseph Kidney. Yeah. The new mic is set up. We're recording, and hopefully this time I'm not going to mess up the video. If you guys watch it on YouTube, I apologize. Literally every single time I mess up the video, and I'm absolutely horrible at this. But I'm giving it a shot today, and I'm trying to figure out if I got the right levels and everything like that. But today, today is going to be a very interesting video topic, because I just honestly forgot everything I was going to talk about. I was like, oh, I don't need to write this one down, but clearly, I clearly did. Today, I just started off, I'm in my L. Mills merch, and I'm feeling good, I'm feeling happy, I'm honestly so proud of her. So if you guys don't know, Elle and I have been friends for quite some time, and she first reached out, I gotta get her on this podcast sometime soon, because she first reached out to me when she had like 35,000 subscribers, and we went to a restaurant called Jack Astor's, and it was honestly like, it was nothing, and she asked me to like film a video. Oh, my garbage can is spazzing out, opening and closing. She asked me to film a video for... Chill, everyone's messaging right now. She asked me to film a video with her, and it ended up not going through, but I was like, do you want to get coffee? And she's like, do you know who I am? And at the time, like, I had no idea. I don't think anybody really knew. And little did I find out that we went out to Jack Astor's and we ate, and like she got like two Cokes and a burger, and I was like, this girl is so inspiring because she's herself. And even though like I'm sitting in front of her and I'm like this, I'm I don't know. I just like, I eat with my fork and knife. You know, I don't really get that type of food, and I didn't even get a pop and stuff like that. And she just, it doesn't even matter. She's just going to town and being herself, and she's not trying to impress me or be anything like me. And I thought that was really cool. And so then literally she had to go give a speech, and I didn't know who she was. I mean, she probably didn't know who I was. She just emailed me because I was like one of the only creators in Ottawa, which is where we live. And then I dropped her off at school. And ever since then, we made this video called Hiring a Boyfriend for a Day on her channel. And that just took off. And ever since then, she's just been taking off. And I miss her. I miss her a lot. I miss hanging out with her. So I wear her merch every now and then. I'm literally the girlfriend that can't let go. Except for this situation, I am the Pookie that cannot let go. And that's probably a problem. We all know that's a problem. But I'm just very proud of her. I have a lot of friends that I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of Elle. I'm very proud of Danielle. I'm very proud of Jesse Page. I'm very proud of Matt Walden. Like, all my friends are just amazing. But recently, I've kind of discovered that I don't have any friends in the YouTube space. Like, I literally don't have any. And it's really sad. I was like, I wanted to make this video about Love at First Sight. And I was going to like message all of my YouTube friends and be like, hey, can you send me in clips? Literally didn't have anyone that came to mind. I mean, obviously I messaged Elle, I messaged Jesse, and I messaged Danielle, and like those are like the three, but like odds they do it, probably not. And you know, you just have, when it's like last minute stuff like that, you have to ask a lot of people. I just didn't have anyone to ask. And this isn't pity. This is literally, I'm just very bad at making friends. I'm literally horrible at making friends. And it's a perfect example because I am just, I don't have any. Like, I messaged a bunch of people. Will they respond? Probably not. Will they do it? Probably not. But I don't know. It's just, it made me think, like, how have I spent 5 years in this community and maybe have like three friends? I don't get it. Even in my personal life, I have like five like staple friends. Like I only have like 3 to 5 people who I hang out or I see throughout the week or throughout the month or honestly, maybe even throughout the year. And one of them is my mother. Like literally, I spend so much time with my mom. The other day, I got asked to like go out and I was like, no, I'm spending time with my mom. And I chose to do that. Like, I chose to say no and go spend time with my mom because I love her. I'm a huge mama's boy. But, you know, sometimes I'm like, damn, I really don't have any friends. This is horrible. But, you know, I think we're all like that. And you guys really resonated. I can't even speak today. You guys really resonated with the second last podcast. Or the third last, because I posted You Matter, which is just like a little snippet. I wanted to yell at the camera for a little bit. But I posted this podcast with my friend Jesus, and we were talking about toxic friends. And you guys really, really liked that video, and you've guys been asking me for, or that podcast, sorry. I did make a video on it too, but nobody really watched that. But if you want to, it's up on my channel. But I made a podcast with my friend Jesus about toxic friends, and I hope that helped you out and you've been able to understand, because honestly, I just don't really have an answer for the toxic friend situation. That's a tough thing to deal with. And I hope that you can maybe deal with it sometime soon. And just, I don't know. There's so many little things that you can tell if your friends are toxic. Or if you don't even have any friends like me, then you don't even have to worry. So that's something. So what I'm holding right here, for the people who can't see or not watching on YouTube, this is my yellow moleskin. Is that how you say it? Moleskin? I don't know. I really don't care. Let's be real. I was doing this. This is like so like I'm probably not allowed to say this, but I was doing this brand deal with McDonald's. I was working with McDonald's, which I'm so happy to work with, and I'm like so honored. Like I love working with them. They're amazing people. And they were promoting their, I couldn't say this, their Chinese Szechuan burger or their sauce. And this is going to sound so bad. And this is not me being racist or anything. Literally when I was saying it, I had to take multiple takes. I kept saying Chinese Szechuan burger and it's bad. I've watched too many freaking movies where they've said that, and I feel bad and I apologize. I truly do. Like I was sitting there. I was like, I can't freaking say this without putting on this impression and this accent that's unrealistic and rude. And I literally had to Google Translate it and hit the speech button. That's how bad it was. I mean, I do that with a lot of things. I am not a smart guy. I am really just not the smartest dude. And I've lost like so much intelligence with just being out of school and not having to like use certain parts of my brain. I don't get how speech it was something that wasn't working that day, but I guess it just wasn't. But anyways, I apologize. But I just wanted to share this story. Like, I don't know. I mess up a lot. So I like to share that every now and then. But yeah, honestly, it was funny, but like, I was also like, damn, this is so bad, but we got through it. And then like, I posted it and I spelt the word wrong. We're going to come around to this because this is what I really wanted to talk about on today's podcast. It's coming up. But I wanted to talk about one more thing before we get there. A little bit of promo. There's new merch out. The pasta merch is officially out. It says, "But first, pasta." You guys been asking for it for a while, and it is on the biggest sale it's ever been on. If you go to my merch site and you type in "pasta boy" at checkout, you can get $15 off. And so I have a sweater that's red and it says "But first, pasta." But then I also made a hat, a black hat that says "pasta" on it. And you guys, I don't know why, but you guys been really asking for this pasta merch. So I made it, and not as many people are buying it as I thought, but that's okay. But maybe just a lot of people don't know. So that's what I'm doing today. And you can go get it. And the code doesn't just work for like your order, it works for every item. So if you're like, "Oh, I don't want to buy like this hat and this hoodie and only get $15 off." No. You get $15 off the hat and then you also get $15 off the hoodie. So you're getting $30 off if you do the math right. Is that okay? I hope that's okay. And then also the happy hoodies are on there too. But mainly, I want to create three brands within myself. The Stay You brand, I want to create the Happy brand, and I want to create the Pasta brand because that's just who I am. So if you want to go get that just go to joeykidney.myshopify.com. I have to promote myself because I'm not getting paid to promote anybody else in these podcasts. These podcasts, literally, I was like, "Oh, I'm not going to buy a mic until I make money from this podcast." Ladies and gentlemen, we have not made a cent, like at all. That's okay, though. I'm having fun. These are fun. I don't know why, but lately people have been sending me like DMs being like, "I love your podcast." And I'm like, "How are you finding them? Where?" I suck at promotion. I'm horrible. I'm horrible at growing and making myself like go viral or anything. So please tell me, how? What did I do right this time? I want to do it again. And it just means the world to me. So if you guys do like the podcast, let me know. Because I really just don't know if I'm good or not. I do want to talk about one thing. Ah, yes. The other day, this girl walked in to this coffee shop, and I immediately looked at her. She was wearing a yellow raincoat, okay? If you don't know me, I own many yellow raincoats. I am a huge fan of yellow. And people, you know, they're stealing the brand. That's fine. You know, I see everybody using their nice little yellow. How do you say her name? Adeline Murray. She's doing a great job. Honestly, I'll give it to her. I'm watching you, though. I'm just kidding. Obviously. Like, I'm irrelevant. It doesn't even matter. But basically, she walked in a yellow raincoat, and I was like, wow. This sounds so bad. Was I attracted to the girl? No. I was so attracted to the color yellow that I literally triple took, and I just kept looking at this raincoat and this girl in this yellow raincoat, literally only because she was wearing a yellow raincoat. I'm sure she was cute, but I was not literally looking at her. I was just looking at the color yellow. And I think that's, I don't know. And it got me just thinking, like, love at first sight. And every time, this sounds so bad. No, it's not bad. But every time I would go out and like my friends and I, say everybody's like drinking or we're going out for a fun night, I would always ask them and I would say, "Boys," assuming there's only boys there, because let's be real, Joey doesn't have any girlfriends. I'd be like, "Boys, question." And like everyone, like if you're playing a drinking game or if you're playing Never Have I Ever or something like that, you ask a question that's like kind of sexual, kind of like, "Oh my God, we're going to learn something new about this person." And then there's me. Then there's Joey Kidney, who comes in, rolling in, probably has a camera facing somewhere on somebody, probably mic'd up, you know, trying to get that Instagram boomerang, and simply asks this one question: "When does love at first sight end?" When? I don't, like, do you know? Do you know? Because I've been thinking about it, and that's what my video is going to be on very soon. So I'm not going to tell you, because I'm going to make you like and subscribe on my YouTube channel. I have to burp. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to happen. That was, like, a gross one. I apologize. Excuse me. My mom called me the other day and she was like, Joe, you have to start saying excuse me or you have to stop burping. And I was like, isn't the correct thing to do stop burping? She's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do that. So I guess I'll go with the excuse me. I guess. But yeah, love at first sight. It's something that I've always like wondered, you know? You know? Or you don't know, you know? I don't, like, obviously, I don't know. Do you know? Like, is it, I don't know, okay? This is what goes through my, just imagine me and my mind, and I'm sitting there, everyone's like, everyone's having a good time, everyone's getting lit, everyone's, ooh, the music is playing, everybody's bumping, and then there's me. Hey guys, when does love at first sight end? When in your heart do you feel it? Yeah, like this super chilled out dude. And like, I'm not, I like, I wasn't even drinking. I don't do drugs at all. I don't smoke at all. Hell no. And so honestly, I just don't know what's going on in my mind. Like, I'm not on like any psychedelics or freaking anything, dude. And then there's me just be like, hey guys, like, what the freak is up? So like, love at first sight, my dudes. When's it freaking end? And yeah, they gave me some interesting answers, honestly. Did I just turn into, like, a reggae frat dude? Or, like, a hippie? That's kind of hype. I love doing the impressions of, like, freaking Chatham Brad, dude. Today? Yeah. We're drinking a little bit of Nespresso, my dudes. But guess what? In the shower, there's a freaking keg stand. Who knows the keg king? Right here, you're looking at him. Or you're hearing him. It's freaking sick, my dudes. A little bit of Jameson in my coffee. It's supposed to be Bailey's, huh? Doesn't freaking matter. Doing it for the boys. It's Sunday. Still freaking sending it. Yeah. I apologize for that. There's literally times, like, I went to college. But when I went to college, I traveled so much. I worked three jobs, and I traveled for YouTube and meeting you guys, and I was on tour. And then I also did, like, college, and I had 52 hours a week of like work to do in college, and like, it was, I don't know how I lived. I had no idea how I functioned, but that was the happiest time of my life. And I never lived like the college lifestyle. Like, I never lived like going to parties, sleeping around, drinking, anything like that. And I was just like this super like good kid. And I still haven't had my college phase yet. I feel like everybody has it in their life. And I haven't, I guess it's not a me thing. And I'm like, everyone's like, oh, Joey, like, let's get you drunk. Let's get you girls. And I'm like, guys, no, I'm good. I'll take a solid rain check on that one. And then I'm make sure it never rains, because hell no. I don't know. It's just not something that really interests me. A lot of, I don't know. I don't know if the viewers think, like, I don't know how people perceive me, because I talk about a lot of like really emotional stuff online, and then, you know, some people DM me and be like, hey, how you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you doing? And I'm like, oh, hello. But then other people are just like very, very, when they talk to me, they're very like emotional. And I'm like, oh, okay. So this person sees me as this person sees me as this. And it's definitely interesting, because I just never show really the, oh, I go out and party lifestyle, or, hey, I'm a little bit fun. And I had a hard time doing that, except this year, I think I'm a little bit better of showing like, hey, I'm a happy person too. You know, I'm not just all sad. And I don't think sadness is sad. It's just, it's more interesting to me. So that's why I'm like able to talk about it a lot. But I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I've kind of forgot like what I really wanted to talk about in today's podcast. Like, I remembered it, and I know I said it earlier, but I literally can't stop this and then go back, because it's alive, or it's, I don't know. It's just a lot of work. So as you're sitting there thinking, I know exactly what he was going to talk about, if you're still listening, just know that the ADHD Joey Kidney has no freaking idea what he was going to talk about, even though he had it in his mind. And I'm really, really trying to think, but it's not coming up. And I would ask, how are you guys? But then you're not going to answer. And it's been, okay, I figured it out, because I was like, oh, I'm having such a rough day. So the other day, yesterday. It was Saturday. What the frick day is it? It was Saturday, June 23rd, which is my cousin's birthday. His name is Alex, and we grew up like best friends, and we kind of like slowly went out. Anyways, he's amazing. So happy birthday to Alex yesterday. And I woke up, And for those who don't know, I've had a lot of concussions and I've had surgery on my leg and everything like that. And when it rains, I know. And I know when it's going to rain. And that is the hardest thing for me because my head gets like so like, I don't know if this is the right thing. I'm, again, young, dumb, 22. My head gets so like pressurized and like everything feels so tight and I get this massive headache and I know when it's going to rain. And I woke up and I was like, oh. Today is going to be a bad day. And then I woke up to a text from just somebody I couldn't really deal with. And then my phone just like stopped working. My battery died. I had to get it replaced. Just a bunch of things. And then like even just like working with brands, it was like I get so stressed out on those days because I want the brand to be so happy and I want you guys to be so happy that I'm working with said brand. And it's just so stressful for me. And then just like everything started going wrong. And I knew from the moment I woke up that I would have a bad day. And I even tweeted being like, today sucks. I know I'm always positive, but today sucks. Then a couple hours after that, I said, you know what? Pardon my French, but fuck this. Today is going to be a great day. But a lot of people always ask me, how do you turn your day around? How do you know how to turn your day around and make it a lot better? Because I woke up knowing that my day was going to be bad because it was going to rain. And that's just how it goes. And I appreciate you guys so much when you guys send me like, Joey, I know it's raining today in Ottawa. And like, I don't even know how you guys know. You like look up the weather where I am. But every time it's raining in Ottawa, you guys send me a text or a message being like, Joey, I hope you have a great day, sending positive vibes. I know it's raining and it's rough. And I am so beyond grateful for you guys for doing that. Honestly, that makes me so happy. And somebody's honking. Oh, hey guys. I literally have the best fan base and the best supporters in the entire world. We have the best family and I'm truly so thankful. But I woke up yesterday knowing that day was going to suck. And how did I turn it around? I believe that understanding what you're going through and understanding what's going to happen is a great thing. And I think that like, even if, whether it's mental health or it's dealing with a bad day, sitting back and being like, okay, this is why I'm sad. This is why I'm unhappy. This is why I'm not laughing. This is why I'm having a hard time getting up today. If you sit there, and I know this sounds very depressing, but if you sit there and you write down or you even in your head, just picture what's wrong and you lay it on your head. And if you, this takes a very strong person to do this, but if you're sitting there and you lay it down and you're like, okay, I'm sad because I feel bad because it's raining. How can we solve that? Get hydrated, turn on a happy light, put on comfy clothing that makes you feel good, go do a workout. Get those positive endorphins flowing to make you happier and eat well. And there's so many things like even just like that, like why not point out something bad? If you're having a rough time with something, point it out to yourself and then think, how can I solve this? Everything can be solved. Everything. Whether it's, you may not be able to save the world. We know that. Like Trump's in charge. We're doomed. But we may be able to still have a good time and enjoy our time on this earth. And if it starts with acknowledging what's bad in order to fix it, I think that's a great start. Sometimes you just have to come and realize the really shitty things in life and deal with them in order to make them a lot better. Listen, it's like cleaning a toilet, all right? Your toilet's always going to have shit in it unless you clean it and make it all nice. You acknowledge that there's poop in there. Like, I'm literally talking about poop. But if you don't clean it, it's always going to have poop in there. I really don't like this analogy. It's like a coffee cup. You understand what I'm saying? There's always going to be a mess in it. And there's always going to be, it could smell bad. And as the longer it sits and the longer it sits there and just like mold creates, if you don't clean this cup and if you don't acknowledge that it's dirty and you keep using it, it's going to have negative effects on your life. It could get you sick. It could kill you, probably. I don't freaking know. Doctors, can mold kill you? I think so. I think so. What is my voice? But do you see what I'm saying here? If I acknowledge that this cup is dirty or my toilet's dirty and I clean it, then I'm solving something. Maybe I'm not solving it because I have to do it again, but I'm helping myself and I'm moving forward and I'm taking that step because now maybe I'll think like, okay, if I have to clean this cup every time I use it, maybe I should just put it in the dishwasher. It saves me time. It may cost a little bit of money, but it makes me happier. Or my toilet. Wait, maybe I'll put like a little freshener in there. Or whatever the hell they have. Or those little Glade things that like you've seen the commercials where they're like zoom around. You don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, there's things that you don't have to do it every single time. If there's a problem and you're like, okay, I'm going to solve it this way. Oh, wait, I have a better way. Do it that way next time. You know, it's okay to fail. It's okay to do trial and error. Life is about trial and error. But the biggest error is we're going to die. All right. And that's happening anyways. I'm sorry to break it to you. That's happening. So whether it's today or tomorrow or in 20 years, 80 years, who knows? Live it to the fullest, like honestly. And so if that's waking up each day and acknowledging, okay, yesterday sucked because of this. Let's do it differently this time. And let's just try this. And if it sucks, it sucks. Freaking sucks. But if you wake up the next day, you're alive. And guess what? You can try again. This is just the train of thought that I have. And maybe it fits you. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're thinking, oh, this kid's a freaking idiot. All right. He's just promoting alcohol and freaking drugs and trying new things. And I'm like, that's not what I'm promoting at all. I'm promoting for you to discover yourself and for you to save yourself. I am not here to save anybody's life. I'm here to help you. My goal is for you to wake up the next day and want to save yourself and help yourself and be so passionate about your life that you want to do it. I'm here to motivate you and to inspire you to inspire yourself. I'm not here to save somebody's life because I don't know if I can. So I'm not putting that pressure on myself. I'm putting it on you for yourself. I put that pressure on me for myself, but I don't do it for anybody else. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. Do you? Leave a comment down below. Or actually, you know what? I've been sitting at 119,000 on Instagram for the longest time, and it bugs me. I know it's just a number, but it's like such an ugly number. You have no idea. When you have to look at that number, it's disgusting. I really want 120,000. So, like, I literally get so close. Like, I'll go, like, 119K, and it's, like, 998 followers. And I'm like, oh, sick, I'm going to hit it today. Boom! I lose, like, 300 followers right away, and I'm like, okay, cool. No, I'll just sit back here depressed. It's fine. It's freaking great. And what am I doing to solve that? I'm posting a lot better pictures. And I may be losing followers, I may be gaining followers. At that point, I don't care because I know I'm posting great quality. For the people who follow me for great quality in myself. And I think that's the best I can do. And the other thing that I can do is promote it to you. So go follow me on Instagram. Turn on my post notifications. That's the place that I talk to you guys most on. And I can answer most of your questions. And I just love it. I think it's great. I think I stalk people all the time. Like literally, I don't even do it to get followers. I literally go and I check out every single person who follows me. I check out their page. And I'm not even saying this because, like, I'm promising it. This is just what happens. This is what I do. If I turn on my phone right now and I see a new follower, I click on their page. And if it's blocked or if it's private, it's private. But, like, I don't know. I still look. It's just what I do. It's what I do. I don't know what that was. What time are we sitting at? 26 minutes? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. That sounds like so cheesy. This is my yellow notebook. And I have it in my hands right now. And this is where I put all my video ideas. And what you can see, what you can expect in the future. And what I have to get to in the future. And screw this. I want to film with more people. Like, I'm so tired of people bailing on me. And I don't mind, like, saying their names and stuff. But, like, I was so excited to film with some people, and, like, it just didn't work. And I don't know if, like, they bailed on me because they don't like me or stuff like that. But, like, I get so excited to work with people. Like, honestly, when I went to LA, I was so excited to work with, like, Luke and Mikey. And it just, like, I hung out with them, but it never happened. And I was so sad. I was just beyond sad. And, like, Kaylin Nicholson, I said her name wrong, damn it. Kaylin Nicholson came here and to Ottawa, and I know she was busy, but I was so excited to work with her. She's, like, she's one of the only, one of the few girls that I watch on YouTube that motivates me and inspires me and doesn't make me feel like crap that I'm, like, not doing it her way. And she's amazing. And I was so excited to work with her. And, like, it fell through. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, I feel, like, annoying that I'm asking now. But, yeah. And then Jesse Page. Like, I was at Playlist. And I was like, I was beyond excited to meet her. She's the only other person that's, like, around my age that promotes what I promote. And I'm like, you're amazing. I like you. You're so cool. And, like, we got to hang out and everything, and that was awesome. But I was like, I really want to create content with you because you're so awesome, and you're really somebody who I want to promote. And it just, like, it fell through because, like, at Playlist, everything falls through. And it was just like, those are just a few people that I've, like, really, really wanted to work with, and it just hasn't. And I just get so sad, and I really want to work with people. And, like, even working with Elle, like, she's a very busy girl, so I hate taking up her time. And I don't know. There's just a lot of people who I want to work with. So by any chance, I know there's no one who watches my videos, who also makes videos on here that I know of, or listens to my podcast, sorry. I know you're not in here, but, hey, people who are listening, if you know anybody who's like, hey, I really want to work with Joey, and this, we could make something cool, have them message me. Like, I want to create content with people. I'm so bored of doing it by myself. I'm bored of living with myself. I'm bored of doing the same things every day. I want change. I want new fun things. And if that means, like, just traveling, even to go film with somebody, like, I'm down. I don't have the money, but I will figure it out. Because I want to create content with people who want to change the world. I'm so done with the freaking the vlogger bros who aren't doing crap, you know. And I'm not coming at David Dobrik. I think he's amazing. He is one of the best filmmakers out there. I think he's wild, and I think he's using his platform for, honestly, greatness. And he's amazing. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, the Logan Pauls and the Jake Pauls and those type of situations where it's just like, at what point are you benefiting and your viewers aren't, you know? And it's just, I want people who make really, really good content. And again, my camera has died. Like usual, I don't know how it always does that, but we're at 30 minutes, so I'm going to cut it close. I can't speak anymore. 30 minutes is my max of speaking. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, please give it a big thumbs up and share it with your friends. And ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today's podcast. Link, like it, and share it with your friends if you enjoyed it. I hate myself. But I will see you guys later. Again, merch is at joeykidney.myshopify.com. Use the PC code, the discount code, Pasta Boy at checkout for $15 off each and every item. And I love you guys very much, and I will see you guys very, very soon. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.